Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of August, Thursday morning, 2016, and I know I'm running real late today. My son had a very, very difficult night, so I was up with him most of the night, well, all night, actually. So, this is a rather late devotional. We're told in Scripture that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All things come from thee, and of thine own have we got, have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as we were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding, O Lord our God. All this store cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. Of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Psalm 24:1, Chronicles 29:14-16. The living God giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be to receiving with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 4:4-5 and Philippians 4:19. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Psalm 119:75. As a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you in due time. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Well, I've just read from Deuteronomy 32:39, Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 55:8, Hosea 2:14, Deuteronomy 8:5, Hebrews 12:11, 1 Peter 5:6, and Psalm 119:75. Well, we never know what we're going to have to go through in life. And there are many things we have to go through in life that are not enjoyable at all. In fact, they are very, very difficult. And so what we have to do is we have to get past our feelings. And we just have to stand upon the Word of God. That's all we can do. And I'm glad that we are not told in advance what we're going to have to go through. Because if we knew it beforehand what we were going to go through, it would be double jeopardy. It would be knowing we were going to have to go through it and then having to go through it as well. So I'm sure glad that we don't know the future. Only God knows the future. And we don't have to we don't have to rely upon our own knowledge or our own intellect or our own abilities to face the future. We rely upon God. I've entitled this, "I Believe in the Power of Prayer." I believe in the power of prayer when burdens are heavy and sore. For Christ Himself prayed to His Father when on the tree our sins He bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to Him and grants us His tender mercy. I believe in the power of prayer to sustain us each passing hour. So pray without ceasing, O fellow believer, for we need His mighty power. Well, we never know what a day holds, another day holds in store for us. But we can still look to our Maker, our King, our Creator, and our Redeemer. And we can realize that this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels will beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. How could we feel at home in this world? With what is going on right now, how could we feel at home? You know, we have... we're living in a time where evil is called good and good is called evil. We're living in a time where it seems as though Satan has been loosed. The prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. The heathen are raging. And the people are imagining vain things. But Scripture tells us that God sits in the heavens and He will laugh and hold them in derision. The serpent or snake is a subtle beast that God placed in the Garden of Eden. He's as subtle today, and his looks are still deceiving. He comes as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour, but Christ defeated him in his finest hour. The work on the cross of Christ my Savior gave ultimate protection from this subtle beast's power and conveyed to his people his loving favor. We're marching to Zion. We're marching to Zion, and this march is led by God's dear Son. This pilgrimage is not to a earthly physical place. But we're looking for the new city, the new Jerusalem. Coming down out of heaven prepared for His bride, this Zion's a place to eternally abide. Many try to make Zion a physical place where rejection of Christ is an utter disgrace. But I'm marching to Zion, a spiritual place. Many are the afflictions of God's people, whether they be spiritual or physical, a test to the soul, to bring us forth as gold, tried in the fire of suffering and pain. Christ was victorious, and our entrance did gain. Into an eternal life of paradise and bliss, let those in afflictions always remember this. rotten fruit, rotten fruit. Just like one bad apple will spoil the rest, we all fell in Adam, bringing death and distress. We are not just tainted by our and Adam's sin, though Christ said you must be born again. We are rotten fruit to the very core, but through the merits of Christ's blood for his people, we're not dead anymore. How can a piece of rotten fruit be made whole again? Only through the blood of Christ and God's eternal plan. We are justified in him. We have been born again. Master of the Sea. Christ awed the disciples when on the boat they saw the wind and tempest tossing and the raging of the sea. Then Christ said, "Peace be still," and it became calm as could be. "Who is this," they said, "that even the wind and sea obey him?" The creator of the universe who had come to earth as man. Yes, he was fully God, yet he was fully man, and he still holds the wind and the sea in the palm of his hand. Not my choice, not my choice. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will. But Christ showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill his perfect will." Everything's not coming up roses. Some people have a distorted view of the world. Everything's coming up roses. They are in the optimist club. They deny sin and evil and the fall of man and concoct a false reality in deception, exalting Satan. Even when the roses come up, they are full of thorns. Such is life in this world of sin. Christ suffered grievously and was the rose of Sharon. The Word of God tells us that if we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution. So if you think everything's coming up roses, you may not be a recipient of salvation. Courage. We are often exhorted by others to be encouraged. Where does courage and encouragement come from? It certainly does not come from us. Encouragement comes from the source of all things, and in Christ we should only trust. If we trust in ourselves to keep ourselves encouraged, we will ultimately only be discouraged. For in him we live and move and have our very being. So our Creator and Redeemer, Savior, will our encouragement bring. Higher than the mountains. I live in the beautiful Ozark Mountains where God's beauty is displayed. In all its finest majesty, God's colors are arrayed. David says, "I look unto the hills from which cometh my strength. My strength cometh from God." He's higher than the mountains, but he created them. To show us a picture of the Godhead through his creation, we can see him. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Where sin abounded. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what he has done. Where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember our former sins. Grace is much more abounding for those who have been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations against us. This will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. Why are we here? Why are we here? Have you ever thought about why you're here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? And this present life you've grown to hate? I had someone recently tell me they were going to take their own life. The person said she was tired of all this strife. Life can be a bitter pill, can cut you like a knife. There's an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to someone, they think it's absurd. They might say, this would never work for me, to see what God should say in the light of eternity. Only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future controls. I told this angry person who threatened to take her own life that she could only do it if God had ordained this plight. His mercies are new every morning. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. The Lord buildeth up Zion. Zion's walls will stand forever because God has built her up. He has suffered greatly for her, having drunk of the most bitter cup. Her walls are sustained by the greatest architect of all time, secured by the purchase of the most sublime. She has been maligned, attacked, ridiculed, and cast down, but her master builder holds a scepter and wears a crown. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords and sustains her with love sent from the Father from heaven above. Zion's walls will stand forever. Her walls are secure and God's blood-bought people will be eternally secure. Well, I'll read a couple more of these poems for the short time we have here this morning. The next one is called Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal home. Glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease, and I won't remember the past, for my tears will all be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within His arms. Daily trials are now over. I now can see His charms. Well, the last one I'm going to read is, there's more power with God than is with Satan. There's more power with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are His bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near, whatever the conflict may be. With Christ as our King, we most certainly know that He has won the victory. There's more power with God than be with the devil. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around, with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle arrayed, but with Christ as the King, He victory will bring. We're certain He's won the day. May you have a blessed day today. It's my prayer. God bless.